All right, 21 past. Marin in for Cedar. Garofalo is here. She brought me a nice necklace. I'm going back. I'm kind of, it matches my hippie thing now.
Well, the thing about that necklace, I don't like symmetry. That can be at any, that can be in the front, the side, that little lariat thing with the skull.
And you told me I could wear it in the shower.
Yes. I never take my
You never take
off.
Yours? You've always
until
been a bead
it,
person.
Until it breaks off.
Yeah. You've always been that. I remember you had a jacket of mine for about a year or two. My jean jacket with the Rolling Stones tongue on the back. And then you gave it back to me because I don't know what happened, but you decided you didn't want it anymore. And there was a little safety pin with beads on it on the jacket. Yeah. And I still have that there.
I'm handy. I'm crafty.
So, all right. So teach me what you want to talk about.
Okay. I wanted to talk about...
Learn me something.
The concept that we're all familiar with of collective bargaining.
It's okay.
In high school, you learn about it, and then you learn about Samuel Gompers being the
first
head of the AFL-CIO, and you never forget the name Samuel Gompers.
I don't think I learned anything in high school. So you need to bring me back.
Well, I didn't really either, but I never forgot Samuel Gompers. And collective bargaining, which is... the negotiation of wages and et cetera, workplace things by an organized body of employees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's since 1935, allegedly, been national policy in this country that our government is to honor a worker's right to unionize, organize, and to follow the processes of collective bargaining.
Well, that's certainly gone.
Now, over the last 30 years, as you know, it has been the right-wing agenda to break unions and shift risk in the workplace away from the corporation or the owner to the employee. And you've seen it most recently with the pensions and all of that, mishigas and all the...
Right. They have no protection from anything.
No protection. It's shifted from a defined benefit to a defined, I guess, input.
Right.
And the worker has always been undervalued in theory in every nation, probably.
Disposable.
Yeah.
Not unlike the military.
Not unlike the military.
Right.
Support the troops! Support the worker. Where's their ribbon?
Yeah.
But Nancy Pelosi has claimed that she will fast track a new labor law, the EFCA, which is what is the EF the acronym for? I am the worst.
Employee Free Choice Act.
I'm sorry. And the Employee Free Choice Act will work from a point of origin of a card recognition system, meaning that if the majority of employees in a workplace sign a union card, it must be recognized that they are unionized workers, as opposed to having elections that can cause a lot of
bullying
in the workplace.
Yeah.
And that can be an easy way out for the employers. I don't want these elections here, and I don't want these all this type of organizing.
Right. Remember, you guys, you're a part of this. We got your names,
exactly.
too. Right.
So if you just sign your card, and it's a subtle
anonymous
thing.
Almost.
It's almost anonymous, and then the card must be recognized. It also... the new EFCA will strengthen penalties for employers that are hostile to organizing. And if they fire someone or bully them, that they will be penalized. Because right now, employers can really get away with almost anything. And yet a worker can be fired for organizing in the workplace. And it also is to strengthen safety issues in the workplace, hopefully to avoid Sago mine disasters and the deregulation.
Well, so this is a great thing. So if she follows through with this,
and
we get some momentum.
She's going to fast track it. And I hope that that's true. Now, another aspect of this that I wanted to get into is how somehow in our society, many of us have grown up thinking the corporation is a good thing, that it is a democratic thing, that it is a private enterprise. It certainly is not. It benefits greatly from corporate welfare and all kinds of subsidies and support from the government.
And now tort reform as well.
You
can't even take them to task for
killing
people.
And you know what? Eli Lilly, which I've brought up before, that for some reason in the Patriot Act is protected from lawsuits from parents whose children have suffered from autism that may be linked to an Eli Lilly product.
Yeah, this administration certainly is not unlike many of them, but these guys are really bad at protecting corporations above all.
Well, this is a Manchurian candidate.
That's a
corporate coup, and it's a corporate candidate.
Right.
And I've always wondered why Eli Lilly benefited from the Patriot Act, buried in there. And then I was reading about Cold War, CIA tactics, covert ops, and LSD manufacturing to be used in the Cold War and against people in this country. And Eli Lilly, very quietly in 1953, was tapped as the official supplier to the government for their LSD and other
and
drugs.
Also, George H.W. Bush was the CEO of Eli Lilly for a brief period of time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's all tied together.
So, yeah, I was saying that not only have they probably been supplying covert CIA operations like MK Delta or whatever those things were, Operation Artichoke.
Or MK Ultra. Yeah,
MK Ultra,
yeah.
Where they have mind control type of experimentation with these drugs. I'm sure Eli Lilly has been supplying them with a hell of a lot more than just official LSD since 1953. So that's probably why they also, hey, put us in the Patriot Act here and protect us, won't you?
Yeah.
And there's a corporate mystique.
Oh, he was on the on the board of directors.
Oh, I thought you said he was on the phone.
No, no. Yeah, George Bush is on the phone. Yeah.
The corporate mystique being that we think that somehow unions are a pain in the ass. We've been brainwashed ourselves to think unionizing is a pain and that the corporation will take care of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That what's good for the corporation is good for us.
It's crazy.
As citizens.
It's crazy. And I some people believe that the influx of immigrants could reinvigorate the unions completely.
I believe that they can.
All right. Well, we got to go. We're going to come right back in a second. We're going to talk to Professor William Chandler, author of Iraq, Seeds of Division. Stay with us. Janine's here.
Am I still here?
Yeah, I'm Marin. I'm in for a cedar.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.